I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Sally Ward, producer here at RNZ and also doing double duty as a podcast reviewer today. She'll also be joining us before 4 o'clock with a correction from yesterday's gossip conversation, but we'll hold on to that one for now. Tell us what you've been listening to.
I've brought in three to chat about today. The first one is called Wiser World, hosted by Ali Roper. This was recommended to me by a fellow RNZ producer. But it's a world history podcast. The host, she used to be a history and geography teacher at a high school in the US. And somewhere along the way, she thought, gosh, I'm teaching these high schoolers things that I think most adults, you know, just kind of have forgotten or don't have a lot of time to think about or delve through.
That would be true, I'm sure,
yeah. So they're really easy kind of listening. They range from sort of 20 minutes to maybe 50 minutes. She's got three different sort of types of episodes. She does 101 episodes. I recently listened to the three-part series on China. I learned about the Opium Wars, the nationalist uprising in the early 1900s, just a whole bunch of stuff that I sort of vaguely had knew about but couldn't really tell you much more than, you know, than that. So that was really rewarding. And then another series, Know Before You Go. And so that's the idea that before you travel somewhere, you should learn a little bit about the history.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah. And I think even if you're not traveling there, you know, it's just kind of picking a country is sort of a fun way to learn more about something.
No, but like we've got a family trip to Japan planned later this year, and even now I'm like, how are we going to make the most of it? And I think part of it is learning something about the history of the country you're going to so that you kind of get the context when you
definitely
land and you see a certain type of
a statue
style of building or statue.
Or you go to a museum and you're walking around going, oh, this is supposed to be from communist era or something. I don't really know much about that. Yeah, so that's cool. And then she has another series in there that just looks at different festivals around the world. So she's got one on Carnival, Holi, and another miscellaneous one on the diamond mining industry. So, yeah, it's quite a range of different topics in there, but I think really just really well-researched. That's what that impressed me a lot was how well-researched they were, but also how accessible.
And presumably she's someone who you don't mind spending an hour or half an hour chatting to. It's quite important in a host.
You have to like the voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to like the voice of your podcast because it's quite up close and personal. But I thought about how this one would be good if you could maybe listen to it with sort of a 10, 12-year-old as well. It might be something that would be nice for parents and a younger person.
Sounds great. That one's called Wiser World, hosted by Ali Roper with two L's. How about the Shameless Book Club?
I'm an absolutely huge fan of Shameless Media. They are a podcast network. They have lots and lots of different shows, but I wanted to highlight the Shameless Book Club. It's hosted by Michelle Andrews and Zara McDonald. They're Australian journalists. It is a very millennial podcast, but I think what they do really well is it's fun. And the book club itself looks at a lot of those big blockbuster titles that you would have seen down at your local bookstore. So I'm talking about Tomorrow, Tomorrow and Tomorrow by Gabrielle Zevin, Trent Dalton's Love Stories. These were really major books that lots of people would have seen in Wickles.
I got that for my wife for Valentine's
Day. Did you? Love Stories.
Mm-hmm.
Has she read it?
Not yet. That's not the point. I just thought it was a romantic gift.
It is. Well, it is a good gift, actually. Yeah. Lovely, lovely collection of short stories. Yeah. But, you know, when you think, oh, I'd love to be part of a book club, but I don't, when am I going to find the time?
Yeah.
You know, and you read a book and you go, I really loved that, but I'm not quite ready to let it go. And you just want to have three friends kind of
100%.
Chatting.
100%. Yeah. It's a very solitary thing, reading a book.
It is very solitary.
And you're like, that was a big part of my life and now I've got nobody to talk to about.
Yeah.
It's actually really hard to talk to someone who hasn't read the book.
Yeah, you're kind of telling them the story.
Yeah,
they're like, why are you telling me this?
Yeah, exactly.
They're like, and I also, like, I don't talk out loud, but when I'm listening to it, I kind of, you know, they might say a statement of, oh, I thought this character, you know, behaved in a really appalling way or something. And then I'll kind of go, oh, I actually disagree with that. Mm. You know, it helps me process what I liked and didn't like about a book.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they've got lots. And they do some author interviews in there as well. So really, really well produced, really enjoyable podcast. Definitely for a younger audience, but I don't think that should stop you from listening if you are someone who reads.
Why do you say
books
for a younger audience?
Do
they use phrases like lol?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But not really. They're very seasoned journalists.
Okay.
It's more that they're in their 30s. And would you say that you'd like to listen to someone who's sort of around your age, or am I just being
great question.
A bit narrow.
Question. Not sure.
They have another arm, which is a celebrity pop culture channel, and so that is more relevant if you're someone who grew up with High School Musical.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they're sort of a little bit maybe a younger, but the book club I think is a bit more broad.
I suppose if they're a little irreverent as well, some people might not like irreverence when it comes to books, might not like silliness.
Yes.
Might just want serious conversation.
And they do have some giggles.
Yeah.
Which is great if you're cooking dinner.
Yeah, I was making sandwiches today. I was like, I really just want to be listening to something. I put the RNZ News Bulletin on, which wasn't very imaginative. But sometimes if you are just doing a sort of a little task around the home, it's lovely to have something on in the background.
Just a bit of chatter to keep you company.
Yeah, okay. That's called the Shameless Book Club, if you'd like to look it up. And perhaps if you've read one of those books, Yellowface is another one, and you want to, you know, sample it and see what they thought of it, that might be a good way in. Sally Ward is reviewing podcasts for us today. Now, this one looks fascinating. It's called Who Trolled Amber?
Yes. This is a bit of a blockbuster podcast. It came out earlier this year. It's from a group called Tortoise Media. It's hosted by a UK journalist, Alexi Mostris. And it's answering that exact question. If you were somebody who followed along or heard about the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial, was that 2 years ago now?
At least, surely.
Well, that's gone fast. And thought...
2022, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. And thought, hey, there seems to be just something a little bit more here that I can't put my finger on. This is... I've only listened to one episode, so I haven't done a full series, but it is... That first episode sort of gave me enough of an example to know that these people weren't mucking around. It's not so much about celebrity gossip. It's a really deep look at sort of insidious online behaviour. It has a bit of a true crime feel and sort of an investigation. What else did I think about it?
So it's Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard. It was kind of a breakup proceedings. What was it? I didn't follow it at all.
There was defamation, and that was in the UK courts against The Sun, and then there is an American trial, which is the one that was highly, highly publicised.
They weren't against each other. They were both witnesses in a defamation where the defence was truth. Okay, doesn't matter.
Hang on. Yeah, there's one defamation trial, and then in the second trial that was in the US, Amber Heard was accusing Johnny Depp
Of
abuse.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. But, you know, yesterday you interviewed Frank McCourt Jr.
Yeah, about how the internet is broken.
Yes, and wanting to sort of fix the internet. This is that kind of look at what is this behaviour, and in this first episode they talk to a really high-profile detective who specialises in online activity. And so he's of the belief that there was a seriously large number of trolling accounts set up. So,
can you explain that to us? So what's the story here that they're asking whether she was treated worse on the internet or whether she was particularly targeted by some element of the internet during the trial?
They're asking if this was an organised trolling campaign against Amber Heard. Yeah.
And by trolling you mean... making her out to be the bad person.
Making her out to be the bad person, yeah. Sort of launching a quite serious and violent campaign against her online, and sort of the implications that has for our justice and our ability to be swayed by sort of made up bots on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you, as just a neutral person watching the coverage or half watching the coverage, you just you get certain messages more than others.
Yeah, you're just absorbing. I did pull out one statistic. So they found that there were 800,000 tweets calling Amber Heard an abuser and only 15,000 tweets calling Johnny Depp an abuser. And so that detective was looking at those numbers and was like, yes, there are people who are fans of Johnny Depp who are, you know, supporting, but the numbers are not adding up.
Or maybe women in public life just get a harder time than men in public life.
Yeah, it's a look at that as well.
Great.
For sure.
Love it. Thank you.
Thanks, Jesse.
Sally Ward, see you at 3:50.
Bye.
I think we're going to get told off. It's called Who Trolled Amber, that third one that Sally was talking about there.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.